Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. Please be seated. Can the children join me up here? I need you. Lily, Evan, you want to come up, Jasmine, just for a second? I know some of you can see, but I'd love you if you came up a little bit. Yeah, go get Molly. Fran, you're a child of God. Come on up. Thank you. Just sit down, right here. Go and sit with me. I am. Hey. Good call. Thank you. This is you, good sport. So, today, a lot of the times, you know, we stand to hear the words of Jesus, and we stand to hear what he did, his stories, in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. And most of the time, those stories were written for us so that what Jesus did, the people who are part of the church, they should do too. So when Jesus was kind and loving, we should be kind and loving. Right? When Jesus prayed, we should pray. So we have lots of examples about how to be Jesus to the world. Good. Come on, I guess. We have a whole bunch back there. Cool. Okay. So, Liam, I was just talking about how we hear stories about Jesus and we try to be like him. So those are really good stories. And there are plenty of other stories about Jesus that are not for us to copy or try to copy, because they're about who he is and they help us to understand who he was and what he is to us today. So, like, when he goes next week, we're going to hear about Jesus going out into the wilderness to be tempted. And those temptations that Jesus undergoes are about who he is as part of God. They're not the same temptations you're going to have, Natalie. Since you might have them, but they're really, mostly, you might have different ones. But you might have those too. Those are big ones. Those are important. But there are, what happens to Jesus is not always what's going to happen to us. Today is a perfect example of that. We have this thing called the Transfiguration. And you heard that Jesus was up on the mountaintop. And a thing happened. It was massive. And it was brilliant. And it was bright light. And the thing about that is, this is to help us, show us who Jesus is. Right? I know who you're looking at. It's not me. It's okay. All right. I don't mind. So in the Feast of Transfiguration, and the problem, and it's really good because you can ask your parents about this later, because a lot of people think that a big thing is what's going to change your life. Like, you get a whole new job and then everything's going to be okay. Right? You know, you get married, it's all going to be great. You New Year's Eve, you make a resolution, and it's going to change you. How's that working out, everybody? Right? Sometimes we think big things, it's easy to, you know, you have a really big moment. You graduate from high school, you graduate from college, and everything's going to come together. You get that raise, you get more money, you buy that new car, right? And it all's going to be great. You know, that girl, and the boy or the girl in high school that looks great to you finally says, yes, I'll go to the dance. What a fun thing. Well, I'm here to say to you, that's not how it kind of works. And you can get in trouble if you think all you need is one thing and that'll solve your problems. A lot of people, when they get older, have all kinds of pains in their body. They get older and their back hurts. Right? Anybody's back hurts around here? Anybody got a shoulder problem around here? How's your foot doing, Gary? Feeling better? Surgeries? Yeah, so sometimes we think, hey, if I just have that surgery, I'm going to be fine. And then sometimes we say, well, the pain hurts, so if I just take a little pill, the pain will go away and I'll be okay. The problem with that little pill is it doesn't always last, and then you're going to need to take another one. Huh? And then another one. And that's a problem after a while. Some of the times, it's really sad, you have to go to a thing called physical therapy. Anybody here done that? You hurt yourself and you had to go to somebody to move your muscles around a little way? No? Gymnastics? You never hurt yourself. Okay, but you didn't need physical therapy. None of you young people? No, of course you wouldn't. You're young, you heal fast, no big deal. Of course you wouldn't. Well, I'll tell you. It takes a long time, weeks and weeks and weeks and months, and you have to keep going, and it ruins your schedule, and you got to show up, and it's late, and you can't barely tell the change is happening to you. It takes a very long time for your body to heal. And then with a physical therapist, it takes a very long time to do the things that to fix what's wrong in your body. So my poor physical therapist, I told her, him, he's going to do what my mother could never make me do, which is sit up straight. So I'm working on that. So it takes a long time. So instead of one big event, like the transfiguration of the life of Jesus, our life together takes a very long time to figure out and to grow into. And we keep going. Now, you never stop praying. Are you still growing? Yes. You're not going to get much taller anymore. No. But as a child of God, you like to grow more and more and learn more and more as we do. I knew you would say yes. So what we're going to do is practice slow growth for the next season of Lent. And everyone's going to take a candle. Everyone, each one of you is going to get a candle. Every adult in the room, every child, every human being, every soul gets a little devotional candle and one of these things. It's a little guide of how to do daily, it's called a daily examine. It's a very old practice of growing slowly into an image and light of God. And you do five things. So here's the first thing that we do. We spend about 3 minutes a day, if we want, and the first thing we do is go to some quiet place and we light our candle. Right? And then the very first thing we do when we light candles is pray for light. And what I mean by light, Lily, is not that we're in a dark room, but that our mind has got a little brightness in it. Have you ever seen the idea about the light bulb going off in somebody's head, that idea that, oh, you just got the idea, first time? You have? Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes your daddy's like a dim bulb, so. John, is John here? I missed him. Oh, he missed. You'll have to share that with him. No, he's a bright bulb, actually, very bright light. So we light a bulb, and we think about light. And the light, you know, in a dark room, makes you feel safer. Illumination, right? We start thinking about how we are in the presence of light. That's another word for who God is, light. And so we talk about light, and we ask, and we say a little prayer about asking God to be our light. And then the number two, light, and then thanksgiving. We're grateful for what happened in the course of the day. So I would like you to think about what happened yesterday morning when you woke up. Can you remember when you woke up? And can you remember your breakfast? What yesterday morning you had something to eat at breakfast. And then you did something after breakfast. It was Saturday. You did something yesterday after breakfast. Remember? Do you remember what it was? And then at some point, you had lunch or something, or a snack, right? Do you remember what that was? Think about it. Now, do you remember what you did? And then you had something to do in the afternoon. Could have been watching the Olympics. Could have been anything, right? Visiting, playing with friends, doing homework. Anyone do homework yesterday afternoon? Then you had dinner. Do you remember your dinner last night, Jasmine? And then after dinner you did something, right? Again, it could have been Olympics, could have been. And so what you do is you with Thanksgiving recall what happened. You breathe, you have life, you're here today. What did my day look like? Then you review, after you give thanks for your day, then you review how you felt about your day. The third thing. Do you remember how you felt in the morning? Did you really want to get out of bed? Did someone yell at you to get out of bed? No, not really. I'm just joking. So you look at your 20, you look at your whole day of how you felt. Impatient, angry, upset, afraid, happy. You think about that all day long. You think about your whole day. And then the fourth thing you do is pick one of your feelings, positive or negative, and say a prayer about it. This is called the examine. You examine your life for the day. And then, now that feeling could have been good or bad. What you said, what you didn't do as a result of having that feeling. And your prayer could be prayer for help so you don't feel it again, or next time you feel that way, you will say the thing differently. And then, the last thing is you look for tomorrow. And you look at what's ahead in the next 24 hours. What's going to happen tonight? What's going to happen this afternoon? What's on your calendar? And adults can look at their calendars and look at their and plug in and see what they have to do, what they're looking forward to, what they're afraid of. And then they can say a prayer about those things. And then you can finish with the Lord's Prayer and blow out your candle. And that's called the Daily Examine for Lent. You can start tomorrow if you want, because I'm pretty sure the candle's going to last more than 40 days, because it only takes about 3 minutes. And you guys can do it, and you don't have to remember all those words, you just remember light, thanks, feelings, focus, and then your future. And you do that a couple minutes a day. Now, I'm wondering what will happen to everyone here if all of us did that all the way through Easter. It's an experiment. I like experiments. One of the things you're going to do, see, this is a bigger candle, right? Oh, I don't think it's going to come out of there. It's called the Paschal candle, the Christ candle, the Easter light. Now, most of you, if you've been around here on Easter Vigil, you know we light a big bonfire. And from that bonfire, we light this big candle. And we have a different candle every year. And it's the first light of Easter. It represents the light of Christ. The light is with us always, because Jesus rose from the dead as part of our life. And you're going to make one. For all the Sundays, you know, the next 6 Sundays, we're going to start and we're going to make one our own. So that means the adults in the room who have old candles sitting around can bring them in next week. If you don't, we're going to learn about all the symbols that are on this candle and what they mean. And we're going to melt a bunch of wax. I bought a big long wick and a big tube, and we're going to make a big candle together. And you're going to carve it. You're going to put the year on there, 2018. And you're going to put special symbols, and we'll learn what those mean. So that's what we're going to do for the next 6 weeks together. It's going to be fun. And you might get a little wax. If you know wax comes off your hands, that's going to be fun, right? It'll be good. So if you got old dead crayons, your box of crummy crayons, bring those, right? So before you go today, when you go home, there's candles out there. And would you do me a favor? Would you not light them alone? Okay, no matches. And you have to get help from adults to light this if you want to do it. Right? That's good. Okay. Now, at communion time, we're all going to stand up around the altar. Okay, do you mind if you do that? Is that right? You can see what's going on out there during the service today? If you want. If you don't want, you don't have. All right, Blake, you want to join me up there later? If you want. Okay. All right. So now, I forgot, we're supposed to have a moment of quiet time after this reflection. So, but Liam, you've been really patient with your hand in the air. Did you want to say something? Who is coming to your house? You have a play date. Is that today? Are you excited about that? Okay. So what I would do now, if you were excited about a play date, it was going to be fun, you might say, thank you, Jesus, for my friend coming to be my house today. So that's a really good prayer to pray. Okay. Cool. I need a play date. All right. So let's, can you guys go back? We're going to be a little quiet for a little bit until our deacon Dot calls us to say our Lenten Nicene Creed.